website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Solis Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solis Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
With all my heart. We're still in our series on the faith crises, and today's message is the law of increase. I started in exhorting you to place a demand on your faith. That's why we cannot allow spirits to block us. Spirits of intimidation, spirits of hindrance, critical spirits. You know, you cannot be concerned with people talking about you. If you like me, you know, I don't like nobody talking bad about me. But think about what the word says. Woe is unto you when all men speak well of you. I'd rather somebody be speaking bad about me and God be pleased than everybody speaking well and God be mad at me. But these are spirits, unbelief, discouragement, that tend to try to block your pathway. But today we're going to place a greater demand on our faith. Amen. Amen? And tap into that law of increase. How many want to go farther than where they are right now? You understand what I mean? Just life in general. I want more abundant life. I want more life to be able to give more life. I would like more finance. Hello. I'm going to be honest with you. Amen. I'm not greedy, but I could use a little bit more. Amen. Money's not my God. Money is a provision, but God is the provider. Amen. I want a better level of health. I'm healthy, but I want better health. I want optimum health. Amen. I want greater soundness. Amen. My mind is sound, but I want greater soundness. Hello? There's always some more of God to tap into, but in order to do so, we must grab hold of that law we call the law of increase. Amen. Let's take a look in the scripture in Genesis chapter 18. Let's start at verse 16. It's when the Lord and two of his angels came to visit Abraham and Sarah. And he talked about visiting Sarah at an appointed time, Sarah being with child. And they laughed, and God says, is there anything too hard for the Lord? But then as he arises up to go away, he stops and says, well, let's start in verse 16. It says, and the men rose up from thence and looked toward Sodom. And Abram went with them to bring them on the way. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. Now let's skip down to verse number 20. And the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it which is come unto me. And if not, I will know. And the men turned their faces from thence and went toward Sodom. But Abraham stood yet before the Lord. And Abraham drew near and said, wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Peradventure there be 50 righteous within the city. Wilt thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? That be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked. And that the righteous should be as the wicked that be far from thee. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? And the Lord said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sakes. Now, pause there for a minute. God chose 50 because Abraham started with 50. In other words, Abraham was carrying a negotiation with God. He was carrying on negotiations. And he said, Lord, peradventure there were 50. Abraham just kind of chose 50. But God, look at his response. If there are 50, I'll spare the city. God didn't choose 50. Abraham chose 50. God said, but because of you, Abraham, he said, remember, he said, shall the God of all the earth keep a secret? See, him and Abraham are friends. So tell the person next to you, I'm a friend of God. You may not understand, but you can talk to God like this. You are his child. You are his son. You're not another. You are his son. And you can talk to him like this. Abraham began to negotiate with him, but he started at 50. Let's go on. Verse 26, and then verse 27. And Abraham answered and said, behold, now I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord, which am but dust and ashes. Now he humbled himself. Peradventure there shall lack 5 of the 50 righteous. Wilt thou destroy all the city for lack of 5? And he said, if I find there 40 and 5, I will not destroy it. Again, he's equating what he will do to what Abraham is negotiating. And Abraham, in verse number 29, and he spake unto him yet again and said, peradventure there shall be 40 found there. And he said, I will not do it for 40's sake. And he said unto him, oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Peradventure there shall 30 be found there. And he said, I will not do it if I find 30 there. And he said, behold now, Abraham's really humbled now. I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord. Peradventure, there shall be 20 found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 20's sake. Verse 32, he said, oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet but this once. Peradventure, 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 10's sake. The point here, Abraham tapped into a law called increase. He started at 50. God said for 50. He backed it up to 45, to 30, to 20, to 10. But the tragedy here is that Abraham stopped at 10. So God stopped at 10. And the sad thing was that there were not 10 there. Had Abraham continued on, he got really nervous about negotiating with God. I believe had he said, Lord, for one, would you spare the city? You see, Lot was not interceding. Lot was the picture of the carnal Christian, the one that's far away. You know, he's part of the covenant, but he's far away. God said God would have for one. See, sometimes we get this story twisted because you see what happens afterwards. He delivers the one out and then he destroys it. See, God is not saying if there were 10 in the city, I would not destroy it. He was basing his actions on Abram's negotiation, on Abraham's intercession. Abraham, let me say it this way, he should have taken it a step further and placed a greater demand on his faith. I believe history would be different. God have a way of dealing with other folks. But because Abram stopped at 10, there wasn't 10 righteous there. But there was righteous Lot. So God, what did he do? He delivered Lot, and then he destroyed the rest. Think about it a moment. Are there times when you stop short of placing a demand on your faith? When you don't quite go all the way? You feel like God don't want to negotiate. See, Abraham was kind of nervous. Lord, please don't be angry. Why would God be angry with you? He said, should the God of all the earth keep a secret from his friend Abraham? And here we negotiate a little bit, huh? A little bit. We, you know, just to get by. When we're here actually to shake things, to change things. Come on. I don't know, God needs some people that are sold out, that aren't hesitant concerning using their faith. Well, you'll see it a little clearer in this message as we go on. But I honestly believe had Abraham continued on, God would have continued on. And if he just said, Lord, if there be one in the city, would you spare it? I believe God would have said, Abraham, if there's one righteous in the city, I'll spare it for his sake. But he stopped at 10. Has your intercession stopped somewhere short in behalf of other people? Have you been satisfied with just, let me say, getting by, just surviving? Well, today we're going to tap into the law of increase, how we go from where we are to the next place we want to be. Hello? Come on. You first experience the land of not enough. I think everybody's experienced that to some degree. Unless you were just born into abundance, you've experienced the land of Egypt, not enough. And many are currently experiencing the land of just enough. Just enough. Huh? You got to learn how to rejoice with just enough. You got to learn every day. I mean, every day you got to learn how to give God thanks for just enough. You just got by. Just got the bill paid in time. Nothing left over, but thank you, Jesus. Come on. In order to get into a place of more than enough, you got to pass the test of just enough. The wilderness was a sign or an example of just enough. God said, I led you. In Deuteronomy 8, he said to the Israelites, I led you. Moses didn't get you lost out here. I led you these 40 years to prove you, to test you, to humble you, so that after it was all said and done, you would understand man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of my mouth doth man live. But the sad truth of the matter was that generation never learned that because they never fully trusted God with just enough. 40 years he wanted to prove them, test them. We understand when they came out of Egypt, there was 11 days journey. They could have been in their promised land. God said no, because there's still too much Egypt. Egypt is in the people. And you get people with Egypt in them in a promised land, it turns to Egypt. They mess up everything. So God said, I got to get them to trust me first so that when I bless them, they won't turn away from me.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 32 of The Faith Crisis, The Law of Increase. The people of God cannot allow critical, discouraging, unbelieving spirits to block them. There must be a demand placed on your faith. God is your provider, and he will not forsake his people. Abraham negotiated with God on the number of righteous men in the city of Sodom and Gomorrah. He had tapped into a law called increase. The only tragedy is Abraham stopped at 10, so God stopped at 10. Abraham should have taken a step further and placed a greater demand on his faith.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.